Hey, you guys, this is part two with Jay Larson, Menace, and then we got rid of Trey, and guess who took his place? The beautiful Brian Baldinger.
You know, instead of waiting for a good day to happen, you know, waiting around through ups and downs, you know, I just said, look.
What was I going to ask? God dang it.
I was going to tell you real quick the people that I hate.
Oh.
Okay. Comics, yeah. I hate.
No, don't do that.
No.
Because we're indirectly attached.
What?
So like, you know, I'm not calling out any names.
I'm not calling out any names.
I know, but I don't want to be attached.
It has to do with the openers.
Hey, let me tell you about this guy I murdered. I'm attached to you. I don't want to be an accessory.
It's more like him going, hey, you know what race I can't stand? Then it's like, yo, I heard this racist shit on the
Koi Pond. It had to do with openers and coming up and stuff. Has no names, but it's
you can tell. What if he tells us the scenario?
Okay, tell us the scenario.
I swear to God.
Okay, go ahead.
On everything.
Go ahead.
Let me tell you the openers. Sometimes I hate the openers, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, why?
I hate the openers who feel like they already made it. You know,
there's a lot of those.
So what happens?
Well, first of all, there's two types of openers. There's comedians that are studs that say, "I want to bring someone I like and I appreciate and has already got gut clout to open." And then there's other dudes that are like, I want someone who's going to carry my luggage, get my shit, go up there. I like them and they'll get there. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, agreed?
Yeah. I only bring my openers are bangers.
Yeah.
I always want nothing but strength in front of me.
But so what happens is
I don't get the lobbers.
Yeah.
I don't like lobbers.
Yeah.
Don't eat it in front of me and make me look like the king. Like, I want to follow someone that just fucking destroyed.
You want to work?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, make me work.
So after a show that I go to, I always make sure that I go say hi to the opener. Nice. And I remember something that they did that I thought was funny. And then I go say what's up to them. And I introduce myself like, hey, I'm Menace. I'm from iHeartRadio. You know, I'm on 25 stations, blah, blah, blah.
No, that's too much. That's already too much.
You could have just said,
I'm Menace.
Yeah, I'm Menace. But no,
all the other stuff
the
is
whole
extra.
Reason I'm like kind of like checking them out is because, dude, I get emailed names all day of like, hey, do you guys want this guy on? Do you want this guy on? Do you want this guy on? And I always introduce myself to see how cool they are because eventually that email will come with that person's name on it.
Yeah.
And the person that I hate is when
I'm...
I don't want to be associated with this crime.
No. The person I hate is like when I'm introducing myself.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, they're already looking over my shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
They're like looking around. They're like not even paying attention.
Yeah.
And then I delete their email.
Oh.
Because that name will pop up, dude. Cool to everybody.
Be cool to everybody. Yeah. There's a lot of those here, though. There's a lot of people that look through us.
Oh, yeah.
We know, Jay.
More now than ever, I feel.
We know
like
a few.
You know?
But we're not going to say that.
But did I share a bad story?
No, that was a good story.
No.
Yeah.
See?
You just set it up wrong.
Okay, my bad.
Yeah. But you don't have to, for now on, when you introduce yourself, you don't have to add all that.
Okay.
That's too much. You know what? I'd probably look past you too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you gave that many fucking high accolades. Menace from
blah, blah.
Woody's show, the iHeartRadio, we're on 25 cents. Dude, I'm looking at the
I think it's justified to say Woody show, though. That's something you earned. That you don't have to tell him
everything else. That's fine. Okay. Yeah.
I'm Menace, man. I work at the Woody show.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Done. And then the fucking 25 radio station, iHeartRadio.
I mean,
I'm already looking at you right now.
I threw that in there. I don't remember if I ever said that before.
Yeah.
No, but you know, it also could intimidate them.
It
could also intimidate them to a point where they're like, oh no, they just start acting weird.
To be completely honest, I don't think I've ever said the 25 thing. But like I have
and Joe didn't get paid $20,000 for those games.
Yeah.
You know?
No, true.
Come on.
No.
I didn't. I said it wrong. I wanted to make sure I said it right. I think I went $20,000 a show, and I didn't mean to say that. I meant $20,000 for the show.
For all four shows.
It was four shows.
Yeah.
I just always feel
trust
stupid.
Me,
though.
I trust you. I do. I do.
I quit my job. Yeah. I quit my job because of it.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, you did.
That's where I started my cocaine habit too.
Oh yeah.
No, I don't do cocaine. Brian's here now. Brian's sitting with us.
You know, I talked with someone this morning about cocaine.
He doesn't care. Jay doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, he just wants to move right past
Brian's that. Here, Jay. No, yeah, I was going to bring him into it. But hey, no,
speaking of cocaine, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Dre didn't just get a lot smaller and fatter and whiter.
What about your cocaine story, Jay?
I was saying, when I was a kid, Lenny Bias was coming to the Boston Celtics and OD'd on cocaine.
Wow.
And then Reggie Lewis died of a heart thing, and they said it was cocaine. So when you're a kid in Boston.
Oh, that's right. Reggie Lewis was at Boston too,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. And he was 25 or 26.
That.
And so for me, at like 14 or 13 when Lenny Bias passed, you were like, one time you can die like that? It was like, never in my life will
never.
I go near that. You know what I mean?
So, I don't even understand that drug. What is that?
Brian's
Stop.
On it right now.
Dude. Yeah. Brian's on it.
I,
yeah.
Brian, I mean, honestly, too much of my personality is already cocaine. I don't need to actually do it.
Brian's a connoisseur. Oh, you got that cocaine.
I mean, honestly, I did it like for the first time, like very late in life, and I was like, what? This is it? Like, I wanted to make t-shirts that say, cocaine, it's not even that good. Like, it's not that good.
I'd buy that shirt.
It's like,
I don't even get it.
It's built up like a big deal. And
it is, huh?
It's just kind of annoying.
It's
kind of
dumb, right?
Yes.
It's dumb. Just
it's
drink
not
Red
that
Bull.
Fun.
Just drink Red Bull.
Just do ecstasy. What are you it's gonna... really fun. Don't do ecstasy.
All right,
kids.
Don't do ecstasy. What the
fuck? What kind of message is he sending?
What are you sending,
bro? I've been around a lot of radio guys that do... that did cocaine, yeah. And the mood swings were just the worst.
Oh, yeah.
The worst. And I also had a radio friend of mine who was the biggest nerd, but he ended up getting a job as a strip club DJ, and he started doing cocaine with all the strippers.
Really?
That comes with,
really
the, with the territory.
Yeah. But then weird. He died
from cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, he died?
Yeah. It's sad, man.
Jesus. This show is just nothing but horrible turns.
Well, it's teaching not to do cocaine. It's the
it's
worst.
Swings, man.
It's the worst.
Doing cocaine being around, with a stripper.
And I hate being out drinking with cocaine guys because cocaine guys will drink all night long. Yeah. And then you get to a point, if you don't do cocaine, you just want to go to bed or throw up like I do. And the cocaine guys will just do a line and then stay up and just mess with you all night long.
Jeez,
the worst.
That's why they do cocaine. How can we stay up and mess with Menace?
Yeah.
Let's do a bump.
Yeah.
Let's bump.
Did you know he's on 25 nationally syndicated?
Yeah.
What?
25 iHeartRadio. On iHeartRadio.
What?
Tune in.
Intimidating.
No. Never.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, Jay, what's the name of your pod?
The Throughline Podcast. You got to come do it.
I can't wait.
It's done.
You're funny, man. I watch it all the time. I watch your highlights.
Thanks,
all the time.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
All the time. Where do you go out the most?
What do you
clubs?
Mean?
Like when you're on the road?
Dude, I've never done the road much.
Really?
I think the most weeks I've ever done in a year was like 15, maybe 12. Mm. And that was like 7 years ago, the year before my son was born, and I was like, I just never, it, I don't know. I was
I remember
just always,
you were making, like, because there was a demand for you on the road, that but you had this young family that you really, you know, needed to be home.
Yeah, and I always just put the road aside. I was like, you know what it was, dude? And no one cares about this. No one in the industry cares. No one supports this. Mm-hmm. My dad wasn't there forever. I never slept in a house with my dad. That I remember. I was two, he left. Mm-hmm. I've seen him in a room with my mom one time. And I decided at a young age, and I say this and people are like, oh yeah, I always want to be a dad too, bro. No. In fifth grade, in the back of my notebook, I had kids' names picked out already for what I was going to name my son and my daughter.
Aww.
Okay? Like,
wow.
I
That's
always
nice.
Wanted it.
Yeah.
So I waited. I was like, I waited a long time because I didn't want to fuck up and have to get divorced or like make the bad decision.
Yeah.
And then my wife and I, we were married and we kept saying, like, let's get some more money. Let's get some more money. And I was working hard and she was working hard. And then one day I go, why the fuck are we letting money dictate whether or not we can be happy?
Yeah.
Let's just fucking can make a kit. And so once I got kids, I was like, oh, I want to coach Little League. I want to make pancakes. I make breakfast every day. So like when I do go on the road, so then I would, my wife and I got to a point where we were like, all right, how much are they paying you, Jay? Because it outweighed the idea, like, does it make sense as a family for me to be gone in order to get a minimal amount of money? Or is it like a big enough number? Like if the money's big enough, then we're like, all right, you have to go. Yeah. Because my wife travels for work too, and her job is a lot more steady than mine is. Mm. And because I never, even when I was late 20s, early 30s, after Montreal, there was an opportunity I could have, had I known the business a little better in the stand-up world, could have just gone out and been a feature for 2 years and just like been out there, got to know the clubs. Then they bring you back for a headline of like a holiday weekend where no one else wants to do it. And mm-hmm. I could have done that. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have a manager telling me I should do it. Mm-hmm. All I ever wanted to do was make a TV show or make movies. So I just stayed in town. I tell people this all the time. At the end of the day, I'm a townie, bro. Yeah. I am a townie. I just left my town. You know what I mean? Boston townies are dudes who like they go to their parents on Sundays for dinner. They like know everybody in town. That's who I am. I just live in LA now. Like,
yeah.
I want to be home all the time. People are like, you want to do this? I'm like, no.
No.
They're like, why? Like, my friends are dying to get away from their kids. I joke about it in my act, but I love being around.
Yeah.
My dad, you know what I mean? And that's why, like, you, the way your relationship with your son is and how it's portrayed and you show everyone and you let us into it, is you grinded so hard then so that now you have him around all the time. Mm-hmm. You take him places. Like when you bought him those shoes, or were you buying him a suit?
Shoes and a suit.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's just got this like groundedness to him, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's something.
Woo.
Yeah, he's really good. And I'm 100% behind you with that.
Yeah.
I totally understand what you're saying, man.
But no one rewards that in this industry. No network person, no executive, no fucking manager is going to be like, you know, Jay really cares about his family. He's someone we should work with. They're just like, no. Oh, you're not available. You don't want to put yourself out there. You don't want to work hard. All right. And you're like, no, I do.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sacrifice. Dude, I will out this manager's name.
Man, I'm gonna be a part of
man. I will tell you what
they said. We'll bleep it out.
I will tell you what they said to me, and then you tell me if I can say it.
Okay.
I said to him, I go, hey, can I ask you for some advice? And he goes, yeah, what's up? And I go, I got two kids that I love to death, and I want to be around them all the time. But right now, as a stand-up, if you don't do the road, there's no way you can hone that craft. You're not getting that hour in. You're not being able to stretch those jokes. You can't build that hour. And it's really tough for me to like figure out where I fit because I don't want to be away from my kids. And he goes, let me be honest with you. Think back to all your memories with your parents. Do you ever remember sitting on the living room floor building a castle with them? You don't. You remember holidays and vacations. You don't need to be home with them.
Oh, hell no.
And I was sitting there like, fuck you. It gave me my answer right then and there. I was like, that doesn't mean enough to me to be away. You know what I mean? And at my age, the way the scenario played out, like if I had grinded earlier, if I had been able to, that my wife didn't have to work because I had been grinding ahead and like been on the road, it'd be a different story. She'd be home. But like with the way she travels, like it's not fair to my kids. Like right now, she's gone. What's today? Tuesday.
Yeah.
She was gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. She gets home Thursday morning or Wednesday night.
Yeah.
So that, is it fair to have my kids, mom's gone Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, dad's gone Thursday through Sunday?
Yeah,
and some clubs want you out there on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And you're like, what, do you not give a fuck about, it's like, they don't care what you do with your family. And I'm just like, I've been honestly trying to change what my role is in the industry because I want something that affords me the opportunity to be home more because I feel like I missed whatever window it would be for my stand-up, you know? Because, like, I didn't get the special on Netflix or Comedy Central anywhere to put more of a demand on the road. So there is no demand on the road. So the number that they offer on the road is way less than would make sense for me to be away from my kids. Like, I put a dollar value on being around them at this age.
Yeah.
You That's know why what podcasting mean? Is so good.
Mm-hmm. That's why podcasting
is great. Because, like, it can come to you. You know what I mean? You can do it wherever you are, and you can stay home, and you can just record the shit you want to do and put it out.
I love that about you, Jay. That's dope.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, my dad was the same way. He was gone, too. So it's like, when I got to that point where I was like, ooh, I can afford to be around my son now. Like, I don't get me wrong.
Because when I met you, your son was like a newborn. Right?
And I was on the road a lot. And I missed those years. I kill myself all that. I kick myself all the time about that. Like, God damn it, I missed those years. I didn't get to see it.
You and Kreischer. Kreischer has said the same thing. He was gone for so much of the young years, and now he's like, that's why like he's around his daughters, it seems, all the time.
All the time.
Right. Not making up for it, but being like, oh, this is special. Mm-hmm. Like, I need to be there now.
And I'm enjoying it. It's to the point where my son's like, hey, man. Gotta go, Dad.
It's crazy. I get it. You love me.
I get it. Bye.
This is crazy the red light.
Around Joe at his house. Yeah, he calls his son. So, what do you want for dinner? What do you need? Oh, you want me to come pick you up? And he's like, No, I'll take you Uber. No, I'll come pick you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it drives me nuts because he'd rather just go with his friends. Yeah. It breaks my heart.
Just hang out with me.
Dude, I'm driving my car by myself, 16? Waiting for him to call me. like a lonely ex.
Listening to Simon and Garfunkel.
He's jealous.
Yeah. What did I do wrong? Why do you like your friends more than me? I'm your father.
Like, tell him to come to dinner with us.
Hello, darkness, you know? My old
I'll go
friend.
To dinner with you.
It's kind of cool, though, because this whole school, they all know me.
Yeah.
From my Netflix. Yeah. So it's like, even the teachers and all that, they're all into it.
That's great.
Like, when they see the videos of my son, they're all into it. When I take my son on the road and he misses a day of school, they get it.
Oh, so, yeah.
Yeah, they're like,
that's
yeah,
the way
it's cool,
be.
Mr. Coy.
Yeah.
Go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? Like,
of course.
They know that I'm not being a bad parent. They just know that this is a big part of my life, and I want to share this with my son. And, yeah, I'm going to probably take him out of school for a couple days.
Of
but
course.
This is something that we got to share because this moment happens right now.
Yeah. We got our son in an after school program. It's state-funded, right? So it's free.
Yeah.
And we have to have the program. But part of it, because it's state funded, your kid has to stay there till 5:45 because then they can't justify, like, you can't pull them out. Like, if you have the day off, pull them out at 3:30 because they're like, yeah, well, we're paying for them to be there. They got to be there. This is for people that need it. And so finally I went to the guy who runs it. I'm like, yo, I'm pulling my son out. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, I'm going to put him in a different program. He goes, why? I go, because my job is crazy. Some days I'm in a writer's room. Some days I'm on the road. And if there are days that I can get him, it's more important for him to be with me than it is for him to be here.
Yeah.
And he was like, you can sign him whenever you want.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool. Let you take him out?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
And, you know, because I was just like, you know, our days are nuts. Like, I can get up and, you know, what do you got?
No. Don't, you know, ignore me.
Hey, Jay, it's a pod. No one knows that he was stretching. Unless you say something. Yeah, that is kind of annoying, though, when you're talking and someone does some kind of weird movement, Brian.
He did it twice, dude.
Yeah, it's annoying, bro.
I'm making eye contact with producers.
Man,
yeah.
You know, you and Menace.
What I do?
Well, it's just like, come on, man. You don't need to do the 50.
I'm trying to protect Jay from losing his status with his government program. So I was making a note to him. Ask him if he wants us to take
good
that
point,
out later.
Good point.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so we told him to mark
can
that.
Can you imagine
you get sued by
some, like,
government.
Superintendents, like, wait a minute.
Yeah,
just Larson. Care, just being, just looking out
it's
for
the
you.
The Larson kid that's taking us for the money.
That's who it is.
That's who it is. The kid from Boston.
Maybe it was an overabundance of caution. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Speaking like we said about Boston. You know what's what's your favorite town that you've performed in?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Like that audience is that you were just like, wow, they love me.
All right, my forever comedy club will be Comedy Works. Denver.
Yeah, that's all anyone says.
Great room.
Man, holy shit. And you know, I play the, I don't play the downtown, you know. Well, I don't play either one of them now, but like. Well,
when you first started, you never did the downtown?
I did downtown, and then she built the
bigger
South.
One, yep.
And I played that one time, and then I was hooked.
Yeah.
And she made an exact replica of the downtown acoustics, like the way she built it and all that.
Yeah.
You know she did that, right?
No.
Yeah, she measured it and made the same thickness of the walls and all that. That's why
That's
man.
Intense.
She went all
that's
out.
Dope.
And then she added a balcony to it. And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's the most amazing experience you'll ever have.
I've only done that one.
The South?
Yeah.
Oh, it's the best.
It was nice.
I really
like I've always wanted to do the downtown.
Yeah.
Acme in Minneapolis is a really good room. You know that place?
Yeah.
Never.
It's really good.
Never played that one.
You know what? The place when that year in Montreal, when we all met.
That was a good time.
You guys both played Comedy Works above Jimbo's Pub, the Montreal Comedy Works.
Maybe the greatest room I've ever performed.
Incredible room. The best room.
I've tried to go back there.
I did.
I called
it's gone. It's
you
closed.
Did?
They burned down.
I was out there for 2 years ago. They gave me a, you know, they gave me an award.
Yeah.
And I literally was like, I need to play that room. And JB was there.
Wow.
I think Finesse Mitchell was there.
Yeah.
That room's so tiny. Was there like 100 people in that room?
Yeah, it's 100.
And you know what's crazy?
I used to run that room.
You know what's crazy is the staff still remembered me.
Oh, yeah.
It was so crazy.
I remember
crazy.
That set. I remember that set. God, it was a banger. I've talked about it on this podcast before.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It was a really strong set.
Oh, thank
that was,
you, man.
You were doing all the, you had just had your son.
Yeah.
And so you were doing all that stuff about
Earth.
About, hey, pull out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, pull out, motherfuckers.
So this wasn't even
how
your
much
Montreal
work
set?
No.
Wow.
Yeah. But I just went up recently
room.
And that, man. Talk about bringing
it's gone,
back
though. That place burned down.
But it's I just played it.
Not recently, didn't unless they.
How many years ago did it burn down?
This past year, it was 2 years ago that you played it. This last year, it was closed in July because the place burned.
Oh yeah. Fuck
Damn.
Me!
Yeah,
so I got in there before it burnt down.
Yes,
that wow. To this day I can remember so much stuff from that room.
Yeah.
I can remember the outdoor staircase.
Yep.
I can remember talking to this one dude who drove up there, who was a comic. He's like, I just drove to the festival, and we were talking. We're sitting there just talking, and I go, dude, I'll be right back. All right. And they, as I said, I'll be right back, they were like, Jay Larson. And I just walked up, did my set, and I came back, and he's like, what the fuck was that, dude? And I go, what? He goes, you just walk away, perform, and then come back? I'm like, I said I'd be right back, dude.
That's
but
sick.
That room gave me a comfort level I can't ever remember.
Yeah. Low ceilings.
Oh.
It got hot in that room, and it didn't matter. It was like kind of okay.
You know what's crazy is I wish they would have had a house photographer taking pictures of the stairwell.
Yep.
Because all the comics that were in the stairwell was
dude.
So legend.
We could not fit another person in the room.
Nah, man.
Everybody was trying to get in there.
Everyone was on the side of that.
Yeah, that was
right
my job, was to keep people out of that fucking room.
Really?
My first 7 years working for that festival, they brought me up there to run that room because it was such a hard room to run.
That was a good time, man.
Yeah.
City-wise, Philadelphia, to me, the best
Are you talking about Helium?
Comedy fans I've ever experienced. Yes.
You talking about Helium?
At Helium.
Yeah, man.
I performed there twice, and both times I was like, Jesus Christ, they're
That's
so
crazy.
Smart. Quick, they were on it, they paid attention, they got the broad stuff, the small stuff.
Yeah,
it was like, I couldn't believe it.
Yep, you're right. Philly's crazy too because they're an AM radio town. You can still market your shows on AM radio.
Really?
I think I did more yeah, dude. I think I did four AM radio stations. I've never ever done AM before till I went to Philly. Literally,
crazy.
Wow,
yeah,
that is
man.
Nuts.
So, anyways, I got another one. DC, bro.
Oh, for sure.
DC.
For
I just
sure.
played DC, and it was like,
yeah,
I played the DAR, bro. Constitutional Hall. Constitution Hall. Of course, where Delirious was filmed, and that's what made me want to become a comic when I saw Delirious. And I literally walked through the door because, you know, you're supposed to come up through the stage, and I was like, I'm going through that door. And they're like, yeah, but the crowd's going to see you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm going through that door.
Wait, what's the door?
The door where Eddie went through.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I went right through that door. See, it's still there. That door's still there. Dude, I'm telling you, that was one of the greatest sets of my life, man. I did two shows there. Just this weekend. It was sick, bro. Sick.
Yeah.
DC is amazing.
Yeah,
Seattle?
I always love that town. But I mean, Chappelle did a special there.
Yep.
Murphy did a special there. Did you just do a special?
I shot a different style of special in the Philippines.
Yeah, I got that vibe from the way you posted it, like what you said about it.
Because I wanted to like promote the community and the culture. So I wanted to bring some Filipino comics there. The whole staff was Filipino.
That crew,
all the camera guys were Filipino,
all
right?
All the cameras,
all
everyone was Filipino.
It's cool.
Yeah, man. So I
that's
just wanted to help.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's rad.
We did it.
And then they painted that basketball court with your face on it.
Yeah.
That's
that was
nuts.
Yeah, I cried. Yeah, it was kind of cool, man. But if you listen to the guy's words, it was really like, wow, it was really beautiful what he said.
Yeah.
How long were you there?
I was there for a week. Man, I couldn't even walk in that town.
Yeah.
It was like unbelievable.
I was talking with you.
I gave
like
no
comp.
There's no comps in that town. I don't give any comps. Any show, I don't give comps.
Yeah.
All my shows are 100%. You have to buy your ticket to come in.
Wait, but I'm not... I thought I was getting comped into the forum show that's happened.
No, man. You got to buy the ticket, bro. They're
okay,
singles.
I'm literally on the show. Yeah, yeah.
Couple singles, man.
Yeah,
what do we got?
Singles, man.
We got 28C.
Yeah,
my wife can't even
low
sit next
shit.
To me.
Nope.
All right.
Nah, your wife's going to be in the balcony. Bro.
Yeah. Text her.
Yeah.
No, but Why was I telling you that? No comps.
No
I don't
comps.
Even know why.
Philippines,
I was
can't walk. You know, you.
Oh, it was just, yeah. it was crazy. It was just like.
Yeah, some of the videos, it looked like you were the president.
It was crazy. They were just. Yeah. Anything I did, they were talking about it.
Yeah.
It was that's unbelievable,
cool.
man.
That's
unbelievable,
cool.
man.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, thanks.
I heard they painted that basketball court over again the next day, though.
Yeah, the next day. Yeah.
They had a game.
It's
yeah.
Eddie
yeah.
Murphy, it's Eddie Murphy now.
No, it was, I shared this story before on my podcast, but I bought tickets to a show and I was late 5 minutes and he ripped me for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
the stage?
Yeah,
from the stage.
Yeah, because the asshole had front row seats.
Yeah, I bought front row seats.
And he comes late in the middle of my show. I fucking destroyed him. Yeah. I didn't even tell anybody who it was. Yeah. I didn't want anyone to know it was my fucking friend.
Yeah,
I just wanted to destroy him for being that late in the front row, center front row, which is like, huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, that was fun. That was the Wynn Hotel.
Yep. Going back to the Wynn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be early
I can't
early
wait for you
this
to
time.
Come do a show with me, Jay.
I bet you're going
to
sit in the back, though.
Hell yeah.
Jay, you got to do one of my shows. They would love you.
I would
you.
Love to, dude.
They would love you.
To.
I'll find out what we got coming up, man. You got
to
do
awesome.
Something.
Yeah, I would love to do that.
For sure. And everyone else should go see Jay. There's nothing coming up right now as we speak?
I mean, in April, I'm in Vermont. That's it.
What are you playing in Vermont?
Vermont Comedy Club in Burlington.
Oh, nice.
Cool little spot.
Yeah?
Yeah. I did a one-nighter there 2 years ago. I was doing this like all crowd work tour, and I stopped in there because I was doing a college.
Yeah.
So we did like, I was doing a college on Thursday. I did that on Wednesday. Then I went to New Hampshire Friday, and then I went to Boston Saturday.
That's dope.
So it was like a good little run. But yeah, you know, like I said, I don't do many weekends.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't get barked at a lot to do weekends. Yeah. So the clubs that do want me to go, I look at my wife and I'm like, let's figure out. I got to like stay sharp. So I have to go out at least a couple times a year if I can. So
locally, do you go up?
Yeah, I go to the store primarily. Yeah. You know, like that's the store and the improv.
Yeah. What's the name of the pod again, Jay?
The Throughline Podcast. Throughline. The Throughline.
Everyone listen to Jay Larson, man. He's not only an amazing comic, but an amazing dad and a good friend. And we need to keep in touch more.
Yeah, man.
I genuinely love you.
Love you too,
You've
brother.
Always been nice since the day I got to L.A. And you're just, that's you, man.
I don't know any other way, bro. You know what I mean? I'm just such a good person. You know, I was just thinking the other day.
You
I'm
really
like,
are,
I'm
though.
Actually mean.
No, you're not.
He's got a mean. Ooh. He can be mean.
Dude, I just the other day I was like thinking, I'm like, what's the meanest? I have some mean jokes.
Yeah.
One of the meanest jokes I've ever told. I can never tell it. Don't ask me. I'm not going to tell it.
Yeah.
Which is ironic because there is only one person in the world that heard that joke.
Yeah.
Do you know who that person is?
Who?
You.
Oh, Brian?
What?
Brian. I will not tell it on air. I will never say. I won't. It would end me.
Yeah.
But we can talk about it afterwards. But I started thinking, like, what's the second worst joke I ever made? And this is what it was. My friend was, this is, because you know how tragedy plus time is comedy, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And usually comedy comes from very unique situations, right?
Yeah.
So I was in a very unique situation. My buddy was moving from New York to Atlanta, and I was helping him move with two other of his friends. His brother had recently got out of rehab and was supposed to come help us that morning. While we're moving, he gets a phone call, and I'm staying there in the room with him with the two other friends, and he's like, yeah, yeah, okay. Hangs up the phone, looks at us and goes, my brother died, and he walked out. This is like, he's moving to Atlanta. We got to move him that day. All this stuff is happening. Just got out of rehab. We go downstairs to his wife, and I'm like, I look at her. I go, just go with him. We'll do everything. She's like, all right. So she leaves, but I can't not see humor in every. You know what I mean? I can't.
Yeah.
And these two other guys had a little bit of comedy background, so like it had been about 4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And I walked upstairs, and they had a couch in their hand, and I go, more bad news, guys. And they go, what's up? I go, his sister died. And they go, no. No, 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 not now. Get out of here. And I couldn't stop laughing. And it was like the meanest.
Yeah.
And I, you know, tragedy plus time. And that joke was tragedy plus 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 4 minutes.
Which was literally
not
too soon.
Time.
Yeah.
That's not enough time.
Maybe too soon.
And I started thinking, I'm like, man, I have a lot of mean jokes that I've done to people. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just like, I find so much pleasure in like really mean, dark stuff.
But yeah, I think that's all of us. Like, I'm pretty sure. look, every time something bad happens on the news, if you're a comedian like us,
yeah,
we always think of the joke. It's just, I don't know what it is.
Trying to figure out how to process it.
Well, it's not even that. It just comes out. It's like we vomit the joke. It's not like we even think. We don't go, we don't look at the situation and go, ooh, how would this be funny? It just comes out of us.
Yes.
I don't know why. It's just our brains are geared that way. And John Lovitz, all right, I used to open for John Lovitz, right? And John was saying the same thing to me. We were eating, and he just goes, I don't understand. I go, what? He goes, this one late, he was so mad because he just did like a phone interview or some shit.
Yeah.
And he goes, she's like, do you always think of stuff funny? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a comedian. That's what I do. Like, I don't understand that question. Like, I just don't get it. Like, every time I see something, I think of something funny. Don't you, Joe Coy? And I'm like, yeah, I'm the same way. He's like, I don't get it. Like, he was literally like, not upset, but he just doesn't understand how someone could just go through the day always being serious. That's what he was getting at.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I get it. You're interviewing, but like, yeah, I'm funny. I like to be funny. Like. Yeah. I'm not going to be serious all fucking day.
And I know that there's an audience for stuff. And I knew that these two guys, we were the ones stuck moving at this point. They both knew comedy. They knew I was a comedian. Yeah. And I was like, it's a small, I wouldn't do it in front of my buddy. You know what I mean? I let that go.
Yeah.
It took me a couple of years before I would even share that with him.
Yeah. And if you would have done it in front of the buddy, that joke.
He would have been. No.
Oh, yeah.
That joke wouldn't have killed. No, that wouldn't have killed.
That would have been deader than a brother.
Yeah.
So my fear, though, with people that are nice, right? Yeah. So Joe's nice. He's nice to me. And then Jay, apparently you are nice.
Jay is very nice. Yeah. He just has very mean tendencies.
Yeah, I hate upsetting nice people because I feel
that's
the
a good
worst.
One. Yeah, because I'm a dick.
Yeah, I'd be afraid.
Oh,
I'd
dude,
be sick to my
that's
stomach
so
if I
true.
Upset
that's so a, true.
Somebody that's I'm, constantly
I'm,
nice.
I'm extremely nice.
Yeah, but
when you cross me, oh man.
I want to die inside. I will fucking go crazy.
Because
everybody
you.
Wants to be mean. It's easy.
Yeah.
It's easy
it is.
And
yeah.
it can feel good. You know, you have to like work at trying to be nice. So if someone gets you cross, you're like, all right, here we go. You ready?
Here we go. You know what else I noticed? The guys that are mean a lot are usually the ones that don't really like confrontation.
Yes,
you
dude.
Notice that too?
Yes,
you feel because the ones that aren't nice, that's their front because they don't want to be in a confrontation. So they're always this bravado. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They're always being a dick. Like, you don't want to fuck with me. Then you fuck with them. Like, hey, dude, I'm so sorry.
Yes. I know.
Right?
I found that out with someone. They were bucking me and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just stepped to them and they caved.
Yeah.
And I remember getting off the phone being like,
oh.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know they'd cave like that.
Yeah.
And I called my friend who had beat. I go, call him right now. All you have to do is step up and they'll cave. And they did.
Yeah.
I did that too. It's the fucking greatest feeling. You're like, oh, you're a pussy.
Yeah.
You're not really a tough guy.
Yeah.
No.
That's just
no.
a front.
No.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is fun, Jay.
Always.
I love you, man.
I love you too,
buddy.
Can I do
your pod?
Yeah, of course.
All right, so this is the deal. I'm doing your pod, and you're going to do my show.
Yeah.
And then I'm going
to
also pay
to take
for
my
a VIP package.
To Disneyland.
All expense paid. Fun time.
Listen, hold
to
on.
To Disneyland.
I know Disneyland is closed, but I really prefer World. So,
first class.
First class, you know what I mean? Yeah, round trip.
JetBlue Mint.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
JetBlue Mint.
Let's take baby steps. Remember when it's going to be a seal?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Let's do
my
seal move.
Yeah, my seal grind.
Yeah, my seal.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't. I have two French bulldogs.
Okay. Do you think you'll ever have kids?
Probably not, no.
But are you an uncle?
No.
Okay.
All right. I'm an uncle. Nah. Ends that.
So, yeah.
the most uninteresting man.
Menace. Why? Now no one, because I thought it'd be funny, like, you know, Menace used to want to be a SEAL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that,
yeah, yeah.
that family story.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I have like a soon to be brother in law. I treat like a kid.
So he's
younger.
Okay. That's nothing.
What?
No, that's not really someone.
That's
he's
nothing,
like
Menace.
20 years younger than me.
Menace, that's nothing. Okay.
Is your sister 20 years younger than you?
My sister was born when I was 13, so she's like 27 years younger than me.
Wow.
Wait.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Wait. If she was born when you were 13, she's 13 years younger than you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I was saying the same thing in my head.
I was like, oh,
I was saying the same thing in my head.
I could tell you were there. You weren't there.
I was definitely not.
I was like, oh, okay.
In my head, I was like, wait a minute.
You know what I was doing? I was looking right past them.
Yeah, yeah. You were looking right past them. Yep.
Yep. And I said that right with confidence,
you,
too, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
sure
yeah,
did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, it all made sense.
It's like, yo, I know math.
Yep.
Yeah,
she was born when I was 13.
Yeah, so she's 13 years younger than me.
Yeah,
yeah. So
carry the one. Yeah, I'm 27 years younger for sure.
Plus 40.
Carry that one, man.
Yeah. Sorry. She was born in the early
90s.
I've
been up since really early this morning. Yeah. I'm on 27, 25 radio stations.
it went down. 27, 25. Yeah, carry the one.
Not, not really good at
54.
Math. But yeah, yeah, I have a younger sister.
I'm on 25 radio stations, so that's about 40 radio stations.
Yeah.
For sure.
Good for you, Brian, for keeping us in check.
Yeah,
you
know? Thank you, Brian. I was literally doing that, too. Yeah. And then you
Brian's,
hit it. I was like, did he just say that?
Yeah.
And then Brian called him out. Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
Man, ecstasy is amazing.
I know, right?
She's so smart. Ecstasy makes you so
He's
smart.
He's on point.
Quick,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
You know?
Cocaine, you're dumb. Ecstasy, smart.
Right on.
That's one thing about it, ecstasy. Math. Yeah.
People don't know it. I got my kids on
your
it.
Your math's so good.
A lot of mathematicians on ecstasy. Naked, but solving problems.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
killing it.
One thing about Menace, when Menace laughs real hard, his glasses fog up.
I know.
Up.
And when I get nervous,
always.
They're fogged up.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, right here.
Every
always
time.
Always the left one, though.
I say it all the time to him. I'm like, dude, your glasses always fog up.
Weird.
I know, I'm laughing, man. My face starts to heat up.
Yeah. That's what it is.
It's really hot.
His face is hot.
Yeah.
I got a hot face, man.
Hot face.
Sorry. Jay, we have to end.
Yeah, man.
So Throughline is the podcast.
Throughline podcast.
Jay Larson is the website.com.
JayLarsonComedy.com. JayLarsonComedy, Instagram, all that.
Ooh, I'm telling you, this guy is hysterical, and I love everything about you, Jay.
Thanks, buddy. You too.
You're a role model to all of us, especially the dads. Go see this man live. Or just go to his podcast. I love you. Thank you for jumping into the pod.
Buddy. You got it.
And I love you, Menace. Love you, Brian.
Love you too.
See you later.
Don't fake it, just bust a move. This joint is gonna get you in the mood. One, two, three, four, one, two, three,
yeah.
One, two, three, four, one, two, three,
I said,
one, two, three, four, one, two, three, tonight.
Star Bands Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.